What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a listener just phoned in to tell us the SS on that Chevrolet stands for Super Sport. That's what the SS means, Super Sport. The Israelis are screaming, it's the SS, it's Nazis, it's Holocaust, it's all SS. And they're banning the car for import into Israel on the basis of these letters on the back of the car. Probably a very good car, safe, no problems, but by golly, we're not going to let it in here because of these two letters on the back. How dare you name it the Super Sport? Don't you know what those initials mean? Next thing, the United States is going to, Israel is going to go over to the United States Secret Service and tell them, you got to change your name so the initials don't say SS. Amazing stuff here. A couple more stories before we get back to the economy. You're probably already aware that the victims of Storm Sandy are still struggling to rebuild the damage. And there hasn't been a lot of help from the government of the United States of America because, after all, it's much more important to spend your tax dollars on bombs and bullets and throwing our weight around on the rest of the world. So those people who got hit by the storm, well, just tough. Turns out they are getting some humanitarian aid. There is money flowing into these storm-ravaged regions from the United Arab Emirates. Americans are now getting foreign aid from the Middle East oil nations because their own government is too busy serving Israel to take care of the American people. There's a real slap in the face. Following up on my comments about Israel looking for an excuse to go back into Lebanon, and first they tried to blame the Bulgarian bus bombing on Hezbollah. The Bulgarian investigation is saying there's no evidence that was the case. Then they tried to scream, oh, Hezbollah are invading Syria. Now we're getting a report in the Israeli media that Israeli subs have been spotted cruising off the coast of Lebanon. Those Dolphin-class submarines Germany had to give them, equipped with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. So it's very obvious Israel's getting ready to go into Lebanon. Now, back to the economy. And this is a very important story. Came over the weekend. A lot of people missed it. China and Russia have agreed to drop the dollar in bilateral trade. Now, obviously, China and Russia are going to use the dollar if they're doing business with the United States of America. But between China and Russia themselves, they're no longer going to go through the dollar. And it's just common sense. The dollar is losing real value so rapidly between the time somebody in China places an order in Russia and then pays for it, the Russian company is losing money. We've actually seen this here in the United States. If you're trying to order something from overseas, they'll come back and say, this price is only good for the next 30 days. And after that, we have to revise the price upward because of the drop in the value of the dollar. People are talking about how fast gas prices are going up here in the United States of America. There isn't any gas shortage. Why is the gas price going through the roof? It's up over $5 a gallon in Southern California right now. Well, that's because the gas isn't worth anymore, and there's no shortage. It's the dollar is dropping. So the fact that China and Russia are dropping the dollar, and they're going to deal in their own currencies across the border, is a major blow to the dollar's global domination. And it's another reason the United States is pursuing an agenda to militarily and economically isolate China and Russia from the rest of the world before these other nations get it into their silly little head that they can do business without going through the dollar. The U.S. is trying to prop up and revive Bretton Woods, but Bretton Woods, for all intents and purposes, died in 1971 when Nixon ended gold convertibility. And he had to do that because the Federal Reserve, a privately owned central bank not answerable to the U.S. government, according to Alan Greenspan, was just printing up those paper tickets with wild and reckless abandon. Got to take a break here for some commercials. We'll be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about China and Russia dropping the dollar in bilateral trade between their two nations. They'll be trading in rubles and the yuan. And this is another indication that the dollar's dominance over the world is very much in decline. And the reason the dollar is in decline is all the fault of the Federal Reserve, that just figured, hey, we can just go on printing these paper tickets and sending them to other countries, and they'll have to send us things of real value. It was kind of like an imperial tax imposed on the world by the United States in the post-World War II years. And yes, it's true, a great deal of the prosperity of the United States of America came from the post-war industrial boom, because we were the nation, we were the only nation whose industrial base hadn't been bombed into rubble during the war. But part of that prosperity was simply being looted from the rest of the world for these paper certificates. And when they came back under the Bretton Woods Agreement and say, we want the gold for these paper tickets, there wasn't enough gold to cover all those paper tickets. Nixon ended gold convertibility. Then they went with the whole petrodollar scam to prop up the dollar, and now people are moving away from that. Now, apparently, we talk about the metals trade, gold and silver. Apparently, one of the German automakers, I think it's Audi, they weren't really saying, they're starting to hoard physical silver as much as they can get. I don't know how much silver is used in making their autos, or maybe it's simply a corporate investment. But people are starting to grab silver. And yet, we're still seeing gold and silver prices kind of struggling. And the reason for that is the paper gold and silver are being dumped on the market. And it's looking to me like there's now a bubble in these paper gold and silver contracts. Now, up to this point, I think this overprinting of gold futures contracts, overselling of gold futures contract has been covered. When the contracts come due by the gold traders leasing gold from the Federal Reserve, other people's gold, to make good on the contracts that wouldn't, where the holders of the contracts refused to settle for more paper money. Because we know that was going on all during the last year. If somebody bought a gold contract for future delivery in the commodities market, the contract came due and the gold broker would come up and say, look, I'll give you back the money that the contract is worth right now, plus a 15 to 20% uplift. So you'll make more money taking the paper than if you took the physical gold. Some went for it, some did not. And I think the most likely explanation for the fact that the New York Federal Reserve does not seem to have the gold bullion to give back to Germany and other nations right now is it all got leased out to make good on these contracts and to dump on the market to keep the gold prices down. Hedge funds are starting to move away from paper and silver gold contracts and into physical metal, what's called allocated gold, where it isn't just a pool of gold and everybody supposedly has so much of it. They want their gold in a little box locked that says this box and its gold belongs to Joe's hedge fund company here. As we reported last week, something like 3 years worth of mining in gold was dumped on the market in paper certificate only, half a year of mining in silver. It's all manipulation, trying to keep metals prices down so that people don't desert the stock market. Don't pull out of Wall Street and get into metals. Apparently on Friday, 200 million ounces of paper silver was traded in a minute, a single minute. That's intended to hammer the silver price down as hard as possible. 200 million ounces of silver is roughly one quarter of the world's silver mine output of 2012. Obviously, the paper and silver and gold contracts are way out of sync with the actual availability of gold. And they're just gaming them, trying to keep the prices down, trying to keep people in the equities markets, or at least trying to keep gold price so low that the Federal Reserve has a reasonable chance of buying up enough gold to make good on Germany's repatriation request. And, of course, Switzerland is now starting to talk about they want their gold back as well. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there is a retail crisis spreading all over the Western economies. Britain's government is calling it a surprise. Surprise UK retail sales drop. Ooh, it's a big surprise here. And it's revived fears of a triple dip recession, which really means the recession is continuing and it's getting worse. As I mentioned earlier, here in the United States of America, major retail chains all over America are having to shut down stores. Best Buy is closing hundreds of stores. Radio Shack closing hundreds of stores. I'm not going to miss Best Buy because of the way they treat their customers, certainly the way they treated me. Radio Shack, when I was a kid, was really all about building electronics. And I think they lost something when they kind of moved away from that and just got into consumer level. And that sort of coincided with our society losing its love of making things and building things and just said, oh, I just want to buy it off the shelf. Surround myself with material wealth to reassure myself that I'm really a good human being. So this is a very, very alarming trend because obviously all the people who are working at these stores are going to be out of work. And for people who are in situations where there's only one outlet, if that outlet goes away, they're not going to have any place to go, except online, which is starting to become more and more a major part of the consumer economy. And it's all well and good. You get your product for less money, but you still have the issue of all those retail workers. What are they going to do? I remember years ago writing this science fiction short story about a world that was completely computerized and roboticized, and people just had nothing whatsoever to do. And as a result, they didn't have any money. And the whole system eventually just ground to a halt. And it seems like we're seeing that right now. Your wise management of an economy is to utilize all resources the best that you can. And right now, the human resource is very much being neglected. And it was, I think, one of the real tragedies of the economic downturn starting in 2008, that at the same time, the money junkies were trying to get us all further and further into debt. Corporate leadership was sending the high-paying jobs that would have allowed us to pay off those debts to other countries, putting us between the rock and the hard place. Now, over in the European Union, there's tremendous concern over there because up until now, the European Union and the euro have been propped up by the two largest economies, France and Germany. And France is starting to show signs of economic hardship. They're losing competitiveness, partly because their top tax rate is driving some of their highest earners to other countries. Wealthy business people are fleeing France, which means investment capital is going to dry up, and France's economy is starting to implode. And it all gets back to that 11th marble. And that is the fatal flaw at the heart of all of these private central banking systems. And nobody wants to see it who's inside the banking industry. Nobody wants to see it inside government because it's such an obvious fatal flaw to the system. And they go along with it, and they make their money, and they live lives of wealth and privilege, and they figure, oh, you know, I'll die before it falls apart. I'm not going to have to deal with that. Well, you know, sooner or later, it does fall apart, and whoever is alive and in positions of financial power and political power, they're going to have to deal with it some way. And it seems like every time that happens, they deal with it by getting into a world war. Apparently, there was another bailout by the Federal Reserve to Bank of America last summer. It's only just now becoming public. And it raises the question, how many other Wall Street firms are getting bailouts that we don't know about? And all of that instantly created money continues to erode the value of the money you have already worked for and put in your pocket. It's just another way of stealing wealth from you to give to the bankers. And they hope you won't notice. They hope you won't realize why it is that food and gas prices are going up. They hope you'll believe it's because food and gas are in short supply. And they hope that you won't see that the value of the money you've already earned is deliberately being destroyed in order to shave off some of its worth to give to the bankers to prop up this little Ponzi scheme banking system. Over in Greece, youth unemployment is topping 60% over there. More and more people are talking about the potential for a Greek revolution to throw out this pro-banker party that seems to have taken power through massive vote fraud. Remember the Greek elections last year? The anti-banker, anti-bailout party won. The pro-banker politicians refused to form a coalition government under any circumstances to force a second election, which the pro-banker party won. With massive vote fraud, they had cases where ballot boxes were being burned in the open, in the town square, in the areas that were anti-banker. That's how overt all of this stuff has become. A lot of people are just feeling it's reaching the breaking point all across the world. Now, Matt Taibbi's come out with another article over at Rolling Stone talking about the gangster bankers. Different name than money junkies, about how there's been yet another settlement that's a wrist slap for the too big to jail banks. We'll talk about it more when we come back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about yet another wrist slap to the bankers. Remember HSBC? And they were just, they got hit for the largest drug and terrorism money laundering case ever. Don't worry, they're going to pay a fine, $1.9 billion with a B. Sounds like a lot of money. Certainly to you and I, it's a lot of money. But that's about 5 weeks' profit for HSBC. That's it. And they walked away. Nobody went to jail. Nobody got arrested. Now, under the laws regarding corporations, you're protected from normal business failings. If you're running your business legally and it goes out of business, the creditors to the business cannot come after your personal wealth, which I think is a good thing. But if you're committing crimes, corporate protection does not and should not apply. And here we have the United States Department of Justice, and I use that last word very, very loosely, basically saying to HSBC, after all this money laundering for drug criminals and terrorists, 10 years this went on. The total fine is about 5 weeks of HSBC's profit. It's just amazing. The bankers literally get away with these kinds of crimes. They're too big to jail. We can't go after the bankers. The bankers are holy. The bankers are sacrosanct. I think that's absolutely the wrong attitude. Banks and indeed money are supposed to serve the people of the nation. That's the way we set up this country. We're not supposed to be slaves to the bankers. That's serfdom. That's a return to feudal society where the people who have the money run everything. They're the new nobility. They're not prosecuted for their crimes. During medieval times, anybody who was in the nobility could commit crimes that ordinary serfs would be punished for, and they were untouchable because of their titles of nobility. When Ursabat Bathory went on her serial killing spree, committing death by torture to local villagers, at the time she was immune from prosecution. They literally had to change the laws to put her on trial. Because the word of what the nobility was really doing in the dark of their little castles was delegitimizing this idea that the nobility somehow represented God's authority on earth. This was back during the era where people were enslaved under rule by divine right. And we're seeing a return to the same thing. Bankers are above the law. Alan Greenspan said, the Federal Reserve answers to no federal government authority. And nowhere in the Constitution of the United States of America are bankers given authority to run the nation. And I still maintain that Federal Reserve Act, which handed them control over our economy, was unconstitutional. Should have required an amendment. But they'd had a lot of problem with the previous amendment, the 16th, trying to get that ratified, and they wound up having to lie about that one. So they said, we're not going to bother with that amendment thing anymore. Just vote it through on Christmas break. Nobody will notice. Well, yeah, we're noticing now. We're noticing now here. The official acknowledged U.S. government debt has now passed $16.5 trillion. It is hopelessly out of control. All of the money that you are paying in income tax doesn't even meet the interest on that much debt. And, of course, we're seeing more and more economists come forward and say that this number, like the unemployment number, has been subject to government manipulation. And the real aggregate debt of the U.S. federal government is now up over $220 trillion. There aren't enough Americans to ever pay that all back. People are talking openly of a bubble in U.S. Treasury bonds. People are talking about the minimum wage. Oh, if you raise it, it'll end jobs. It'll crush the economy. If the minimum wage had kept pace with increases in productivity, not even inflation, but just the increase in productivity in our economy, minimum wage would be about $21 an hour. And what that means, basically, as productivity goes up, people are working harder and producing more for less money, which is great for the money junkies. And I want to point something out here. When this nation was founded, it was founded on a basic principle that if you wanted to work hard, you could become prosperous. And now, following the Federal Reserve Act, it doesn't matter how hard ordinary Americans work, they will not prosper. Because the product of their work, the wealth created by their labor, is siphoned off for the money junkies. And all it took for them to gain this kind of incredible riches was ink and paper and a computer keyboard. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the economy really bad pretty much everywhere that they have private central banking. And there was an interesting story that came out of Refreshing News about a 43-year-old homeless man in Serbia who has spent the last 15 years of his life literally living in a grave, in a graveyard. Apparently, it's just an open grave with the cement lid on it was partly broken off, so there's an entry, and he's been living in there for 15 years. That's how bad the economy is around the world under this private central banking model. Meanwhile, we're hearing from the Trenches World Report, millionaires say they're better off than they were in 2007. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. The economy must be working wonderfully well. America's millionaires are saying things are great. Times are booming. We're doing okay. Now, we've been talking about over in Europe this scandal regarding horse meat finding its way into all kinds of beef products. And apparently it's horse meat, in some cases donkey meat, being sold as beef. Fingers are pointing all over the place. It is now coming out that government inspectors, experts, have known this was going on for something like 3 months. And the attitude is, well, what the public doesn't know isn't going to hurt them. And again, horse and donkey meat isn't going to hurt you. It's the idea that if you're paying the price for beef, that should be what you're getting. We were talking earlier about food fraud and how rampant it's become. And with certainly in the United States, the U.S. government looks the other way. When you buy a can of tuna fish, it may not actually be tuna. The word tuna is considered branding. And the U.S. government lists 17 separate species of fish that are legal to harvest and sell as tuna. Crab meat is another one that is faked a lot. Maple syrup is faked a lot. But apparently Walmart's British supermarket arm is now finding horse DNA in bolognese sauce, and they had to pull that product. And we know what's going on. I mean, first of all, you have the money junkies. They always want more profits. They want more for themselves. They're going to find the cheapest goods they can buy for their product and sell them out the door at the highest prices possible. And we know that's how these business people are going to operate, and it is the function of government to hold them in check, to make sure that you are actually getting what you're paying for at the supermarket. And we're seeing governments kind of look the other way. And I think the motivation for that is not just campaign donations and lobbying from the food providers, but the reality that the planet is running out of food for the human population. And it's not because the human population is too large. It's because everybody's cutting corners, and there have been these unprecedented disasters caused by, again, cutting corners. Money junkies trim on the safety systems. We're just now hearing that cruise ship that was stranded in the Gulf of Mexico, that it was a fuel leak in the engine room that shut the whole ship down. Why was there a fuel leak? Well, because critical maintenance of critical systems has been curtailed. Now, the food shortage on planet Earth has been exacerbated by the failure of GMO crops to produce yields equivalent to the natural varieties. It's been exacerbated by the diversion of farmland that could be growing food for the human population into the production of ethanol to satisfy the green agenda. And by the way, a reminder, several of the top car manufacturers will not warranty the engine on your brand new car against the E15 alcohol fuel. It is that damaging to your car, but by golly, you will buy that to make Al Gore happy. And if your engine and fuel system breaks down 6 months from now, well, that's good. That stimulates the economy, because now you have to go out and buy a new engine and a new fuel system. It'll be money a-flowing. Used to call that the broken window analogy, that if somebody breaks a window, oh, that's going to be good for the window maker's business and the glass producer's business. And it's a false analogy, because the money that is being spent to replace the broken window to get back to what you had before is money that might have gone to developing a new product or creating a new job or business expansion. And the problem with this whole planned obsolescence as an economic stimulus is people are working harder and harder and spending more and more just to stay where they are. Planned obsolescence is not a very forward-looking philosophy. It's not dreaming of a better and brighter future for us all. It is basically keeping us on that treadmill, that little hamster wire wheel, running as hard as we can just to keep what we have right now. And it is the sign of a nation that is paralyzing itself in exchange for a fast buck. It's rampant and out of control. Another little story coming out of Washington Post, holding up to light the fact that congressional staffers are getting trips around the world paid for by foreign governments. And the specific incident they were reporting were these congressional staffers, not members of Congress, not representatives, not senators, but their office workers getting this amazing trip to China last summer, business class all the way. staying at luxury hotels, got to tour the Great Wall and Forbidden City, and receiving briefings on ancient artifacts and dynasties at the Shanghai Museum. And this was supposedly a trip to discuss national security. We all know about the corruptions going on within our elected officials, but what nobody seems to really want to look at too closely are those staffers who are in those offices, who very often are in positions to control what the representative and the senator sees on his desk every day. Who are they being paid by? How many of them are loyal to Israel? And I think that needs to be looked at right now. Now, part of this article seemed to come across as bashing China for doing this. Well, that's nonsense. If you, as a member of Congress or a congressional staff, are for sale, somebody is going to pay the price to buy you. And that's really the heart of the problem. Now, getting into some science and medical issues here, there's been yet another case. This is up in Minnesota. Another healthy teenager got the flu shot and died from the flu. And what's really scary about this story is the fact that this 14-year-old Carly Christensen had already been given one flu shot earlier in the year. And they're waving her death around to say, see, you've got to get a flu vaccine. She had one. And she died from the flu. More evidence has emerged showing that the GlaxoSmithKline vaccine Pandemrix, used throughout Europe during that 2009-2010 when pigs fly flu pandemic, which wasn't really a pandemic, is responsible for causing serious and permanent damage to at least 800 children. Just amazing, amazing stuff. Apparently, a teenage girl has won a $109 million settlement after a life-threatening reaction to children's ibuprofen, my mistake, left her with brain damage and blindness. They're just so reckless about getting this stuff out there. Oh, it's the new product. We've got to get out there and make money, keep the stockholders happy. I was having an email discussion with somebody talking about computer software and how bad that has become. In the rush to get the product out there, they're doing the minimal testing they can get away with. And the model in the computer industry is put it out with problems. Let the customers tell you where the problems are so you can fire your own quality assurance department. And a big reason for that problem is that when the computer industry, when the home computer industry was first starting up, they lobbied successfully to be free from product liability because it was a new industry and it needed protecting while it grew. Well, that was a long time ago when computers and computer software are not a fledgling new industry. They're well established, and we should return product liability to them. If you own a business and you buy a truck for your business, and because of a design flaw, the truck crashes and you suffer economic harm, you can sue the manufacturer of that truck. We've seen that with all these car brake problems that have been coming along recently. But if you own a business and you buy a computer and software for your business, and it crashes because of a design flaw, and you suffer financial harm, you can't sue. And in a way, we have incentivized sloppiness in what is now a critical key industry for the American nation. The reason for product liability is to give corporations an incentive to put out good quality, safe products that are reliable. And when you take that incentive away, you're going to get sloppy products. Now, there's another little story that came out of Russia today. Apparently, a 3-year-old Russian boy Not sure if he was adopted or just visiting, but he was killed by an American stepmother in Texas, and they're making a real big deal about it. And apparently this child was brutally beaten by the stepmother, who was giving him psychotropic medication, and this boy has died. And the question we need to ask is, where did she get the psychotropic medication? Did a doctor prescribe these kind of medications for a three-year-old? Or was she taking them? And that's the question that needs to be asked. Every time we see another case of these strange episodes of violence, like this Paralympic runner, they're calling him Blade Runner, who supposedly shot his girlfriend four times through the bathroom door, and now they're saying they found a blood-stained baseball bat on the premises. Was he on medications for depression? Why does nobody want to ask that question? It's a rhetorical question. We know why. The news media get these huge advertising contracts from the pharmaceutical companies. Politicians get fat campaign checks from the pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical companies are making billions and billions of dollars every year off of these prescription antidepressants, and they don't want to interrupt that cash flow. And that is why the corporate media will not ask these questions. What medications was Chris Dorner on when he went on his shooting rampage? When you look at how long it was between when he was fired by the LAPD in 2007 and is going postal in 2013, that's not a normal behavioral pattern. Normally, if you are wronged, you're very angry at the moment, and over time, the anger fades away. And eventually, you get on with your life. And so I want to know if Chris Dorner was on prescription antidepressants or coming off of them. And obviously, after he took flight and he was running from the police, he wasn't going to be able to refill a prescription. Maybe that is why he just got more and more wacko toward the end there. We need to ask that situation here. Let's see. Interesting little story from Fox News. This is from last week. Apparently, three Fox News hosts on Wednesday were sort of trivializing the fact that this 102-year-old woman had to wait 3 hours to vote in Florida. They're saying, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. And we understand one of the ways that you can rig an election is to make sure there are too few voting machines in areas that might vote against you. And the corporate media continues to cover for that one here. Homeland Security has approved their right to search and seizure electronics without suspicion. We commented on this last week. If you live within 100 miles from an international border, Homeland Security says they can take your tablet, your laptop, your iPhone, and just look at whatever the contents are. No probable cause is needed. No suspicion is needed. It's just pick at random. Now, if you look at the population density of the United States of America, you will realize 2/3 of the population live within 100 miles of the coastline of the Canadian border or the Mexican border, certainly here in Hawaii. There is no place in the state where you can be more than 100 miles away from an international border. So they want to go on a fishing expedition. And the danger there is, of course, that because there is no oversight and supervision, they can take anything off your tablet, your laptop, your smartphone they feel like they want. Pictures of your significant other in the shower, plans for your next business development so they can give it to their cronies. This is all unconstitutional. The U.S. government does not want to have to deal with the Constitution any longer. Well, it's not an option. A constitution is the contract under which we allow the government to run this nation for the benefit of we the people. And if the government does not want to play by that contract, their only option is to resign. We're getting another story here coming out of Guantanamo, where it turns out the U.S. government has been eavesdropping on lawyers meeting with the detainees. Now, that is a violation of law. Attorney-client privilege. What you talk about with your attorney, the government is not supposed to listen. because you're supposed to have privacy with your lawyer so you can be truthful with your lawyer so the lawyer knows best how to defend you. And the government is now admitting, yeah, they've been eavesdropping on all these conversations. There's a story we put up earlier today called Gorilla Camera Smashing. It started in Germany, where people will just dress all in black so they can't be recorded on the cameras, and they go up and they're smashing surveillance cameras. Now, apparently, it's becoming a trend here in the United States of America. We're tired of being spied on. We're tired of having our emails read. We're tired of having our personal private pictures shared around Department of Homeland Security so they can pleasure themselves to it. We'll be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike with Arrow. Hear the
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about how down in Guantanamo, they're spying on lawyers, meeting with the detainees, which is illegal. We have a government that sees itself as above the law, able to do anything. It's all justified with the war on terror. We can't be bothered with that pesky constitution. There are terrorists out there. Well, the real terrorists happen to be the U.S. government and its allies, and there's a little bit of a reassuring story coming out of The Guardian in Great Britain. The former intelligence chief of Italy, Niccolo Pollari, has been sentenced to prison for 10 years for his role in helping the CIA kidnap a cleric, Hassan Mustafa Osama Nasser, and apparently three Italian Secret Service officials were also sentenced to 6 years each. And it is a reminder that all of this activity in the war on terror is a violation of U.S. law, Italian law, international law. Now, as you're probably aware, last week, there was another one of these FBI sting operations. This gets back to what I was saying earlier about how the FBI actually allowed the 1993 bombing at the World Trade Towers to go forward. They had an informant inside the plot. The informant said, let me swap the explosive for something that won't actually go bang. And the FBI said, no. That was reported in the New York Times. So apparently over in California, they had this 28-year-old California man, Matthew Aaron Laniza, with a documented history of mental illness, and he was basically talked into a plot by a bunch of FBI informants. And it's clearly entrapment. When you go in and you say, look, we're here to fight against the great Satan. We need your help. We've got the money. We've got the bomb. All we need is for you to just help us out. And if this gentleman, Matthew Laniza, was on SSRIs, he can be talked into anything. Because one of the problems with these prescription antidepressants relates to impulse control. So we need to know, I mean, they're saying basically, yes, he's got a history of mental illness. Was he on medication? Probably. Did the medication put him into a mental state where he could be talked into going along with this thing? Probably. And it's entrapment and a waste of taxpayer money, and it's done so the FBI can have a headline. We're protecting the country against terrorism. But if you go back and you look at all these so-called terrorist plots that have made headline news over the last decade, they're not from Al-Qaeda. They're manufactured by the FBI. Since 9/11, the FBI and the Justice Department have convicted more than 150 people, none of whom had any real connections to real terrorists. We'll be right back.